Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For truly, this is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is so great, and God's name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. We welcome you, amen, to our platform, our breakfast table, a spiritual breakfast for champions, amen, where the word of God is served by the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat. Amen. Enjoy the fellowship services. Be fed. Fill yourself up until you can eat no more. Amen. And then come on back again tomorrow. And tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, for as long as the Lord tarries. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we have been meeting like this for over 12 years now. Amen. And so the Lord is good. Amen. And the Lord is worthy, so worthy to be praised. We're still talking about love, 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 love. Amen. Having a real talk. When you talk about love, that's a real talk. Sometimes we talk and it's not real. Sometimes we talk just to be talking. We talk to fill in the space and fill in the time. See, sometimes our words are not authentic. But when we're talking about God's type of love, when we're talking about the highest level of love, when we're talking about the agape love of God, we are talking real talk. Amen. And so we want to thank God for our series. Amen. And so, amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. And I am going to begin reading in verse number 4. Follow with me if you can. Write notes. Amen. We encourage you to always come with your paper and your pencils, your Bibles, your notebooks. Sometimes I like to listen and then go back to the Bible, and that's okay if you don't want to flip with me. Amen. But at least write it down so you can go and make reference to it after the service. And then this is how we learn. Amen. Because we hear and we do. We hear it first and then we do what we hear. Amen. With the help of the Holy Spirit. So let me read. Amen. And this is where we've been for a few weeks now. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. And God's word does not return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Beloved, when we see the word charity, amen, you can replace that for love. Amen. More specifically, you can replace that for agape love. So where we see charity never fails, what the word of God is telling us in the Greek, beloved, is agape love never fails. Amen. Isn't that some good news? Amen. Isn't it beautiful that we can wake up this morning hearing good news? Hallelujah. And the word of God, it is good news. Amen. Beloved, when we read in the Greek, amen, the word, amen, love never fails. That word faileth, beloved, means to fall from a high position. It is also used on very rare occasions to depict a warrior who failed in battle. In many places, this word depicts falling into ruin, falling into destruction, or into some kind of misfortune, into disappointment. So in our scripture, in coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 8, Paul uses this word to affirm the eternal truth that love never disappoints. Agape love, God's kind of love, the highest form and level of love, never fails. Love never, ever fails. Oh, glory be to the living God. It is simply the truth that human beings often fail each other. But that's just what we do. That's, you know, we're in the flesh, you know, we're carnal. We're born in sin, shaping in iniquity. You know, we're growing and learning. And a part of that, we can all say that we have disappointed. We have been disappointed and we have disappointed others. I'm sure you have felt let down by someone else at some point along the way. Somebody let you down. And beloved, if you are extremely honest about your own feelings with others, you would have to admit that you have been guilty of letting others down as well. But agape love, God's kind of love, never disappoints, never fails, and never lets anyone down. Do you hear me? God is love. Love is not God, but God is love. And God's love never disappoints. God's agape love never fails and never lets anyone down. You don't have to worry or be concerned about being disappointed with God's type of love. People will disappoint you. Yes, all the time, all day long. People will fail you. Yes, all the time, all night long. People will let you down. Right when you need them the most, counting on them. They don't show up. Why? Because that's that Eros type of love. That Sturgo type of love. That filial type of love. But that agape love never disappoints, never fails, never lets anyone down. Agape love is a love that you can always depend on. It is always reliable. Woo, what comfort. Comfort to know that there is something in your life that you can depend on. It's going to be there when you need it. You're not going to have to seek for it, find it. Glory be to God, it's there. And reliable. People you know and respect may occasionally fall from the high position they hold in life. Unfortunately, we hear about it. Our family, our friends, our leaders, pastors are falling. Politicians are falling, family members, leaders in our communities, in our homes, educational system. Occasionally we hear about that, beloved. And we know that it can be emotionally difficult. It's a difficult experience when we see that happen. We don't want to hear about anybody falling. But oftentimes, and as we read all in the scriptures, and even in today's time, we see how our fellow warriors may fall in battle. Look how King David fell. Look how Peter fell. Huh? Our brothers and sisters are falling. Staunch Christians, teaching the gospel, preaching the gospel, living the gospel, loving God. Doing all they can, praying, giving, serving. And even they fall. Even the best fall from time to time, beloved. Or if they don't fall, they stumble. They trip over the weight and the sin that so easily keep tripping them up. See? And they might stumble into some kind of misfortune. And that disappoints you. It breaks your heart to hear it. You don't want to hear that. We don't rejoice in bad news. We don't want to rejoice because somebody fell. Somebody messed up. Somebody made a bad decision, made a bad choice, got bamboozled by the devil. We don't want to hear that. That disappoints us. That's painful. It causes our heart to bleed when we hear this type of news. But beloved, I'm going to tell you some good news this morning. Anybody ready for some good news on this bright early morning? Anybody ready for some good news? Start your day off strong. Start your week off strong. Start the balance of your life off strong. Glory be to God. Well, here it is. You can be sure and very sure and very sure that the agape love of God will never, ever, ever, ever fail you. The agape love of God will never, ever, 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 ever let you down. This love is constant. This love is unchanging and it's unbendable. He is a God, amen, that changes not. He's not wishy-washy. He's not up and down. He doesn't struggle with a menstrual cycle or emotions or hormonal changes. Oh, no, he is constant. It is a love that you will always find to be reliable and true, a love on which you can depend, love that never, ever, ever, ever fails. Beloved, God wants you to learn to function in this high level of agape love. It's high. You got to reach for it. You ever go in your kitchen and you got something on the top shelf, all the way in the back? So high, the one you got to get the little step ladder, the little stool to get to it, because it's all the way in, up high and all the way in the back, and you step on the step stool and you still got to reach to get what you want. This is the type of love you got to reach for. It. Because it's high level. It's not a low type of love. No, it's a high level love, because that's where God is. High, high in heaven, high in our minds, high in our thoughts, high in our hearts, high in our attitudes, high in our praise, high in our worship. And which is why the Holy Spirit so carefully inspired the Apostle Paul to write these famous words in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And we know that these words are famous, because as soon as you talk about love, everybody floods. The first place we go with is 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. This passage of scripture is God's mirror. God does have a mirror, beloved. And God's mirror is designed for us to look into, so we can see how well we fare at walking in the agape kind of love. And so, beloved, I have compiled some words and some phrases and some translations that we have been studying over the past couple weeks. And I want to just read them out to you this morning so that you can hear them, see, as one complete text. And I want you to hear. I want you by faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the first thing I want to do is I want to read it in the King James, amen, as Brother Paul, amen, wrote it, as inspired by the Holy Ghost. And then we want to read it in the other text so that we can conclude this portion of passage with a clear understanding. So let's read it again. Agape love suffers long and is kind. Agape love envieth not. Agape love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Agape love never fails. Amen. So now let's read that, amen, in, amen, some other versions to make sure that we get it. To make sure that we get the complete understanding. To make sure that we don't miss a beat, don't miss a word, don't miss a drop of what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Translated, we could read this. Love patiently and passionately bears with others for as long as patience is needed. Love doesn't demand others to be like itself. Rather, it is so focused on the needs of others that it bends over backwards to become what others need it to be. Love is not ambitious, self-centered, or so consumed with itself that it never thinks of the needs or desires that others possess. Love doesn't go around talking about itself all the time, constantly exaggerating and embellishing the facts to make it look more important the sight of others. Love does not behave in a prideful, arrogant, haughty, superior, snooty, snobbish, or clannish manner. Love is not rude and discourteous. It is not careless or thoughtless. Nor does it carry on in a fashion that will be considered insensitive to others. Love does not manipulate situations or scheme and devise methods that will twist situations to its own advantage. Love does not deliberately engage in actions or speak words that are so sharp they cause an ugly or violent response. Love does not deliberately keep records of wrongs or past mistakes. Love does not feel overjoyed when it sees an injustice done to someone else, but is elated, thrilled, ecstatic, and overjoyed with the truth. Love protects, shields, guards, covers, conceals, and safeguards people from exposure. Love strains forward with all its might to believe the very best in every situation. Love always expects and anticipates the best in others and the best for others. Love never quits, never surrenders, and never gives up. Love never disappoints, never fails, and never lets anyone down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, beloved, after hearing, amen, and pondering these verses, my question to you this morning is, what is your answer? Do you pass the love test, or does this reveal that you need to mature more in this part of your life? Are you walking in this kind of love? Have you achieved the level of love that God wants you to have in your life? Do you manifest this type of love to others who are around you? Or do you see now, beloved, that you still have areas in your life where you need to grow? Areas in your life where you need to develop and change in regard to walking in love. I plead with you today. Spend some time in prayer about this issue of God's love in your life. How you relate to others, how you love others, and how you impact others is the most important question in your life. And since this is such a vital issue, don't you think it's worth your time to get into the presence of God and ask him to reveal those areas in your love walk that need to be improved? Because love never fails. Love never quits. No, love never runs out on me. Amen, amen, and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, Lord, we want to be embodied of your love. We know that we fall very short of the agape love that you desire to see operating in our lives. Therefore, Father, we are asking you to help us move upward to the highest level of love so we can be a channel through which this love can be poured out to others whom we know and meet. Just as you have loved us, help us to become a life-changing source of divine love to other people. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the word. Thanking God for the message. Thanking God for this high-level love. Amen. Agape love. Amen. A kind of love that never disappoints and never fails. Amen. The bottom line, beloved, is we can depend on God. Amen. And since we can depend on God, somebody ought to be able to depend on us because God is in us. Amen. Amen. Ah, that's strong. That's strong. That's strong, but that's the truth. And that's the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. And Jesus said, I am the truth. All right, bless the Lord. In form of announcement today, we invite you to meet us at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. as we pray. We're going to pray the love prayer. We're going to pray the love into somebody. We're going to pray the love out of somebody, out of one of God's children, amen, and into somebody, amen, who is absent of that love. Amen, hallelujah. That love, amen, needs to bounce, beloved, out of you and into somebody else. Hallelujah, because it's already in you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I believe that is it for today. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. Amen, picking up. Amen, on our theme. Amen, on our theme, where we will be, Lord's willing, for the balance of the month. Lord's willing. Amen. We take it one day at a time, one step at a time, one round at a time. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. Father God, we thank you for the word as it has come forth on this morning. Father God, help us not to be a hearer only, but help us to be a doer of your word. For we know that your word has no failure, and it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, we cancel premature deaths, accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, gas explosions, home invasions, even a mechanical malfunction. We put it all under the blood of Jesus Christ. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night. Father God, and we say thank you. We dip ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. We dip our family. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh God, our destiny, our future, our health, everything that you have given unto us as gifts to be stewards over in this lifetime, we say thank you. Thank you for helping to perfect our love walk, because this is what we desire to do. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today, Father, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. Bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them, anoint them, Father God, to serve, to lead, to charge, to be in charge. In Jesus' name, all those who call in for the backup corner, touching and agreeing, reinforcing the prayer warrior, knowing that we're in this thing together. It's not one of us, it's all of us. And we say thank you, Father, because we are all your children, growing on different levels, not in the same place, Father God, hallelujah. But we are in the same place because we're all under your scope of divine protection. And so we love you and we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Now we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Hallelujah. 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 And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a wonderful day, glorious day, victorious day. Walk in the blessing, for we know that the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen, and be encouraged to know that agape love, God's love, will never disappoint you. God's love will never fail. God's love you can depend on. Amen. Hallelujah. And that'll never change. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. God bless. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out.